Welcome to Your Family Dog, a podcast dedicated to helping families love living with dogs. Here are your hosts, Julie Fudge-Smith and Colleen Pilar.
Hi, welcome to Your Family Dog. It has been a full year of Your Family Dog podcast, and Julie and I can't quite believe that. So today we decided to just kind of talk about that, talk about what the experience has been of doing a podcast for a year. So Julie, what do you think about your grand idea of having the Your Family Dog podcast?
Well, I have to tell you, I have been absolutely thrilled the entire year that you were so, well, willing is a that's an interesting word to use, that you've been That's right. You have agreed to do this with me because I can't imagine doing this podcast with anybody else. When I came up with the idea, I remember I was out in my backyard and I was, you know, watering something and I went, you know what? I started listening to podcast. I should do a podcast. I should do a podcast with Colleen Pilar. And so I thought about it for about a week and then I called you and then it took, I don't know what, 6 months to actually get you to record the first one. But I can't imagine doing this with any other partner. This is, to me, it's been a thrilling and great experience to spend this much time with you. That has probably meant more to me than anything else, was being able to spend this time talking dogs with one of the people that I admire and respect and like the most on this planet. So that's been probably the biggest joy for me, is actually spending this much time with you and talking dogs with somebody who gets it, who loves dogs as much as I do, and has helped me to come to a better understanding and appreciation of the dogs in my world. So that's probably the thing that I enjoy the most and have appreciated the most and found to be the most fun. And that's
that,
the other thing.
It has been really fun talking to you every week. And that is such a lovely compliment you've just given me. What y'all need to know is that Julie called me up and said, let's do a podcast. And my first thing was like, I know what podcasts are, but I don't really listen to them. And I don't know why we should do one. And definitely I don't know why I should do one. And so it did take her quite a while to convince me that this was feasible, doable. And occasionally she still is kind of going, come on, let's go along. And I go, I don't really know if I have anything to say. And then once we start talking, apparently I'm full of opinions and I do have things to say. But I often show up thinking, I've got nothing.
My favorite was when I first talked about it and I said, let's do a podcast. And you were listening and you didn't. So I was explaining podcasts and so on and so forth. Julie, to tell you that my initial reaction to most anything is no. And I said, I know that, Colleen. I'm still going to hang in there and you're still, I'm pretty sure you're still going to do this. I understand that. This is not off-putting to me. Your first reaction to this is no. So anyway, that's, I knew that.
That we often joke that the Pilar family motto is change is bad. Change is bad. So really my first reaction to most things really is no. Like, why would I do something different? Oh, what's happening now is just fine. It's not something new, something cool. Let's dive in.
And yet you still did it. So I remember I suggested a couple of podcasts. And so you started listening to podcasts and then you came out, you said, I found this great podcast and now I can't stop listening. Thank you very much.
Yes. And unfortunately now I always have way more podcasts than I have free time that I want to be listening to. You know?
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah. So much less reviewing any of ours, but I get that. So, that's one of the best things. And sometimes when people need to know how we set this up. Colleen takes care of all the finances, thank goodness, because if I did it, we would be in bankruptcy. So Colleen does the financing and I do the engineering. And I have to tell you, when I'm working on the engineering, I really enjoy it. I love the technical part of it. It's really fun. But sometimes I'm listening to this going, holy cow, like I actually know something. So that's really fun too, is this realization as I listen back to these podcasts as I'm engineering them, that like we really do have something to say. We really do have something positive to say to people. We have something, I've actually got something to say. And I will tell you, I don't think people listen because of me. I think they listen because of Colleen Pilar, who has a wonderful reputation among dog trainers. So that's when
I don't think that's the case at all. But I think for many of our listeners have listened because of our guests. We've had some really amazing guests this year. We've been so lucky that people have graciously said yes when we go, hey, you want to be on our podcast? They're much more friendly than I am, apparently, because they've all just said yes without taking 6 months to agree.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, that sounds fun, and I'm like, okay. So it's gotten, I think it's made us a little bit more bold about asking people, because I think at first we're asking, let's ask people we know, you know, because I'm a little afraid here, but people have really, we've had some great guests. We've had Jennifer, I can never pronounce her name, Shryock,
yes, from Family Paws.
Dr. Susan Tarrant, who talked to us about agility and, what was it, lure coursing. Dr. Winnie McElroy, who talked to us about search and rescue. Dr. Alicia Karras did a two-parter. She's from Tufts, and she talked to us about care for your elderly dog and then how to know when to say goodbye when it's
that time. Was just wrenching and that important. It was a really powerful episode, I thought.
I did too, and she gave us some great advice, which I had passed along to other clients about the idea that if you do it too soon, you're the one who suffers, and if you do it too late, it's your dog who suffers. And that really struck me to the core. Amy Tram talked to us about flyball, which the world's fastest dog sport, I think. My daughter Ellie talked to us about literary dogs, which was a fun one. Mary Graham came in and talked about therapy dogs, which is one I recommend to a lot of people who want to ask, come to me and say, well, I need a therapy dog. I want to do therapy dogs. And, well, you know what? You need to listen to Mary first. And Dr. Jim Carlson, my alternative veterinarian, talked to us about some interesting things in alternative medicine. And then Dr. Zazie Todd, who talked about making happy dogs happier, which was just a happy episode. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And I think making happy dogs happier is sort of our ultimate goal. Like, we do know we spend a lot of time making unhappy dogs happier, but the vast majority of family dogs have pretty darn good lives. And we just want to make those lives just a little tiny bit better. And that's great, too. So it doesn't have to be that your dog has a behavior issue of any sort. Just like, how can we make this dog's life just a little bit better?
Yes, and if you listen to our favorite things episodes, you will get the cheap way to do it, and you'll get the overindulgent way to do it. So, you know, it's just you can find your happy middle in there somewhere. But I think there's a lot of ways, and I think that's right, because ultimately what we really want is for you to have the relationship that you want with your dog, that you two are happy and comfortable and really appreciate and enjoy one another. And that's really the ultimate goal of your family dog, is to help you have the best possible relationship with your family dog.
We don't think there's one way to do that. We think there's the best way for you and your dog. We definitely absolutely think it has to be positive reinforcement based. But if you and your dog are happy hanging out on the couch and doing nothing, and your friend and their dog are happy running 5 miles a day and then doing dock diving, and everybody's happy, that's perfect. So it's not a one size fits all. It's a matter of you finding what works best for you. And that's all Julie and I ever want, is for families to be happy with their dogs. And just whatever that looks like in your household sounds pretty good to us.
Yeah, that's right. That's one reason why Colleen and I offer a wide variety of topics, anywhere from flyball to agility to search and rescue to intelligence toys to how to make your elderly dog happy. Because we realize that there's no one size fits all. There's lots of different ways. Just like you have a lot of different friendships in your life and a lot of different relationships, you can have, everybody's got a different relationship with their dog. And we just want to make you aware of some of the things that might be of interest to you and your dog that you can try quickly and easy, a couple of different things. What do you even want to do? Agility, or a couple quick and easy things you can do at home to decide if that's something you want to pursue further. So we're certainly not telling you that you have to go out and train your dog on flyball, search and rescue, agility, and, you know, whatever. And then go to, you know, Dr. Carlson and have his aura checked or whatever. No, these are just things we want you to be aware of. I think one of the other surprising things for me, Colleen, is our geography. One of the things that we had really intended was to talk to American family dogs. Well, mm-hmm. or the families. I don't know how many of the American Family dogs are actually listening.
Dogs are just wrapped. They're just sitting there going, what amazing things are Julie and Colleen saying today?
Actually, my dog wasn't raptly listening. She was actually eating Chill Out, Fido, How to Calm Your Dog. So apparently that's how she chills out, is she actually eats the book Chill Out, Fido. Both your dog and my dog have listened to many podcasts and we created them. I don't know how much they're rubbing off on them. But I think our intention was,
they both told us how boring we are. I think we've gotten that feedback from the dogs.
It's like, really? Why aren't there any balls involved in this? So I think our intended audience had been basically the American Family dog. And the fact that we're actually worldwide is, I think, astounding to both of us.
Astounding.
Astounding. We have had thousands of downloads across many countries. We've had thousands of feed hits. Some of the countries that are more, we've hit Canada and the UK and in the US and Australia. Those are probably our top ones. But we have also had listeners in Argentina, Chile, Zaire, Korea, Finland, Hungary, India, Poland, Greece, the Philippines, and China. And that's just some of the ones. We also have, I think, Spain and Portugal and Sweden and Germany and some other ones. So, I mean, to have that many listeners in that many different parts of the world is just astounding to me.
And humbling. It's really humbling and amazing, because when Julie said, let's do a podcast, one of the safety factors was, well, no one will listen. So, okay. And then it turns out people did listen. So thank you for listening and thank you for participating. One of the things we really love is when we get questions from our listeners.
Absolutely.
That just makes us so happy. And so if you have ideas and suggestions for topics, we're heading into season two now. We've finished up a year. And as we go into season two, we are looking for new ideas, new things. What do you want to know? So we are open to that. We love listener questions.
We do. And there's two different ways that you can leave them. If you happen to be in Argentina, I wouldn't suggest calling. I'd probably suggest that you email us at feedback@yourfamilydogpodcast.com. But if you happen to be somewhere with a telephone, which is probably pretty much anywhere in the world these days. But anyway, you can also call us at, Colleen, I believe you have our phone number.
Yeah, our number is 614-349-1661.
Great. So please do call or email us. We want your questions. We want your comments. And we'd like suggestions for topics.
Yes. So, and if you want to record a message on your phone, like as a voice memo, you can email the voice memo and we could include your question on the air as you read it. So it could be, if you were in Argentina, you could send us that as a voice memo and we'd be thrilled to get it so that we have the audio clip of you describing your question.
But if you are calling us from Argentina, could please use English rather than Spanish, because while I speak a bit of Spanish, it's really not that good. And I'll probably translate it badly, or I'd have to have my Venezuelan son translate it for me. So as much as really Colleen and I were challenged in languages. I think we're challenged in English sometimes, but anyway, other languages are more challenging for us. So we do need your questions in English, s'il vous plaît. See, there's my French.
Yes. Well, that's more French than I have. And my high school Spanish is quite a long time ago. So I think it's pretty rusty. Yeah, I am unfortunately monolingual.
Emma, our daughter, my daughter and I went to France a few years ago. She had had a head injury and she was recovering. And so my husband said, why don't you two just go have some fun? And he didn't need to say that twice. So we went to France and we bought a little guide. And the only thing I think we figured out how to say was, we need more carabiners, please. And we didn't even have dog leashes to attach the carabiners to.
Yes, but now you know carabiners are amazing for so many things.
That's right. I think it was ropes and carabiners. I don't even remember how to say that. I can just say s'il vous plaît. And no, That's also French for no. So there we go. That's
you may need to circle back and explain how you have a Venezuelan son.
Yes, I probably
because that might just be an odd reference to have just tossed in there and let fall.
Right. Well, a few years ago, 8 actually to be precise. So that's more than a few, I guess. Anyway, our daughter Emma was headed off to college, and we were contacted by a group that had exchange students. And I got this robot call, and I said, well, you know, we've always talked about having an exchange student. So I just said, sure, you can send me more information. That's all I thought they were going to do. I didn't actually they were going to send me a real Venezuelan, but they anyway. So I was out watering my garden, and my husband came out with the phone. He goes, you were getting an exchange student? And I said, huh? I said, no, I just wanted more information. I said, well, he's on the phone. He wants us to pick somebody. So the director came over and we talked, and he gave us some names, and we picked an individual, Victor, who came to live with us. And from the moment he walked off that plane, he became my son. It was just a perfect match for us. And he stayed and went to college at the University of Toledo. He's now getting his master's at Lord's University in Toledo. And he is still very much my son. So, but it's nice because he is bilingual. So If you do send your question in Spanish, Victor can give me a shout out here. So I think the other thing we need to talk about is some of our changes that we're going to be doing for season 2.
Yes.
Colleen and I have really enjoyed that. I think we're both very glad that we did a weekly podcast for the first season.
Yes.
It's been great fun, but it's also a challenge to do a weekly podcast. And I think we both felt like we would be able to serve our podcast clients better if we went to every other week. So in season 2, it will not be every week. It will be every other week. And we think that we'll be able to give you an even better quality podcast by doing that and be able to remain relevant. With going to every other week, we still would love your suggestions on any topics that you'd like, as well as any other guests. If there's a particular person that you would like to hear from, we would be more than happy to invite them on to talk to us about dogs. So if you've got somebody that you think would be a terrific addition, we would love to hear that from you too. So I think that's probably the biggest change, is to go to every other week. Anything else you can think of, Colleen, that we need to tell people about season 2?
No, I don't think there's anything else we need to talk about for season 2. I think what I would just really like to say is how grateful I am for the experience of season 1. Yes. And I've been really touched and overwhelmed by some of the feedback on it. And so I'm happy that it's a conversation that we're talking and hearing back, because I never wanted it to be a one way, you know, that we just say something and it just sits there. I wanted it to be an interaction between you and me, but definitely even more than that, between us and the listeners. And I'm just really, really pleased that that is how it has turned out, and so grateful that that's the way it's happened. So that's been really fun and very eye-opening for me in doing it. What's been one of your favorite parts of doing the?
I would say the same thing. I think just relaxing into the conversational format, and I think having guests has been just really fun, and having the guests realize this is easy, you know, and that's been very humbling to me, how comfortable so many of our guests have felt and have really felt like, wow, that was really fun. And can I come back on? And you guys are really easy to work with. So that's been a real joy for me, that it's worked out that well. And the fact that people do listen, they do comment, they seem to really enjoy it. I think we've had some great compliments, one of which was, I felt like I'm sitting at the kitchen table with you and talking about dogs. And I thought, that's exactly what we were headed for. So it's nice to know that we are achieving, at least in that particular podcast, we achieved what we were looking for. So that's been, as you said, very humbling and very affirming. I didn't realize, I think I said earlier, that I had as much to say as I do. So that's also been kind of fun, that maybe I know more than I think I know. but I probably don't know as much as I think I know. So there's a combination in there. I think we've had some memorable moments with topics and with our guests. I think about Dr. McElroy, when we were talking about search and rescue. And when we asked her, how do you train for this? And she said placentas. I think both you and I were like, never thought of that. That was an eye opener.
That was an eye opener.
It was a real eye opener. I think we mentioned earlier, Dr. Karras, she, our two-parter with her. And the first one, when we talked about the comfort guide, I had actually recommended that podcast to a couple of vets who have said how much they enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. So I think that we're reaching a broader audience perhaps than we originally thought. So that's been very rewarding as well, that we've been able to offer information to not only family dogs, but to people who deal with family dogs. You know, now we've given a tool to vets that will help them when they're dealing with family dogs. And so that was a great thing too. Mary Graham had that wonderful story about the dog that got up on the counter. That was, I thought, one of the funniest things, one moment we had when she was training up and the dog leaped up onto the counter at the school. So that was a great memory. How about you? Do you get any special memories of programs
you've done? Well, one thing that I think has been very interesting is, this may not be surprising since we've just described the fact that Julie said, let's do a podcast, and I said no, is Julie also offers a lot of topics and I say no. And one of the really difficult topics was knowing when to say goodbye and, you know, caring for your aging dog. These are really hard, you know, the grief pieces, it's hard. And I didn't want to do it. And I'm really grateful that we did. So several of our topics have been difficult in that way. Some of the, you know, the rehoming topic was really hard. You know, that it's never a decision that people make lightly. And so when you said, let's talk about rehoming, I said, let's not, you know, let's just talk about happy stuff. But the reality is we have dealt with some really challenging topics and we will continue to in season two. And I think that's important. I think it's important to meet people where they are in the challenging moments. And sometimes we don't have the answer, but we can at least say we see the struggle and, you know, we understand what you're going through. So that's, I think, been the most memorable part for me, is that some of the topics I least wanted to do have been some of the episodes that I think are most important.
And so I will continue to bother you about doing topics.
Yay.
But there was one lately, you suggested one, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that one. And you're like, yeah, we need to do that one. So maybe the tide is turning a little bit. Maybe I'm going to be the happy dog person, and you're going to be the, no, we have to do the serious stuff, Julie. So no, I don't remember what that one was, but it's going to be an upcoming topic.
I remember
topic.
What it was. I'm not going to say it right now because we're going to hold it, and hopefully it will come in season two. But I did say it might be one that was better addressed with a guest. And we do have several guests on our wish list for season two. So we have ideas, but again, always, always, always eager for more.
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, I think some of the more difficult topics, because the other thing the reason I push for some of the more difficult ones is because it's a way for somebody to perhaps approach the subject and listen to it in a safe way. It's not always an easy thing to approach or to talk about when you're talking about how do I care for my elderly dog? How do I, I'm really grieving the loss of my dog and nobody seems to get it. So I wanted to offer a format and a discussion where somebody could at least begin to explore those topics, and they can do it without sort of in the privacy of their own car, home, office, whatever, so that it's something that you can begin to bring the light of day to.
Yes.
So, but we will also have fun topics as well. And I think one of the things that I've also appreciated about you, Colleen, and I hope the listeners appreciate both of us, is that we try to be honest about our own dogs, that the challenges that we have faced with our own dogs and that our dogs are not perfect. You know, they will shred things that they're not supposed to. They will eat books like Chill Out, Fido. So no, Luckily, she's only down the corners, so I can still read the book. But anyway, so, you know, dogs are dogs.
Yeah.
And our dogs are
when
dogs,
when I first
too.
Started dog training, I was really, really afraid to meet other dog trainers' dogs. Because I was afraid that they would all be perfect, and I knew my dogs weren't perfect, and that that meant I was not a real dog trainer and certainly not a good dog trainer. But then it was very interesting to me. The more dog trainers' dogs I met, the more I saw that dog trainers just kind of love normal dog behavior. And normal dog behavior includes some investigation and, oh, hey, I found a book. Huh. The edges feel good. I might nibble them a little. And your average dog trainer is sort of like, oh, huh, management failure. So the more dog trainers' dogs I met, the more I realized that, you know, dog trainers really love dogs in their natural state. We love that dogs are curious and impulsive and clever. And so it's pretty common for a dog trainer to be sort of amused by some of the mischief that their dog creates. For example, when my dog would find things on the floor and come running into the office with me, I would refer to it as things being delivered by Elk Hound Express. Like, look, look what I found. And I thought it was cute and fun. And look, you found a pen on the floor. And instead of shredding it, you ran it toward me. So I think that whole idea of, you know, we need perfect obedience and rigid perfection is outdated and not at all what most dog trainers and most dog lovers are shooting for. We're shooting for really happy, companionable relationships. And that includes a little bit of normal dog behavior and occasionally things like chewing the corners of books like Chill Out Fido.
Yeah, that's right, which is a great book to choose.
We'll put a link to Chill Out Fido in the show notes because clearly Zuzu wanted everyone to know about it.
That's right. And apparently one of the great ways to chill out, because she is totally chilled on my floor right now,
perfect,
is to chew the edge of a book, you know? Mm-hmm. Dogs need to chew. So, and the other thing, yes, is I think that we've come to this understanding of how wonderfully curious and inventive and creative dogs are. So if you appreciate that in your dog, you appreciate the fact that they are going to do goofy things like come running up to you with a pen. I remember Bingley, he used to pick up clickers and he would put a clicker in his mouth and he'd lean in my office door, look at me and go, click. And then he'd take off down the hall and I'd have to run after him. And I just thought that was hysterical. I loved the fact that my dog would pick up a clicker. And so, yeah, we don't have these perfectly obedient dogs. We have these engaged, happy, joyful kind of dogs. And that's what,
right,
I'm looking for, is a dog who's engaged in life. And
yes,
you know, engagement sometimes gets messy, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, makes my dog happy to chew on Chill Out Fido, and I can still read it. You know what? After she's gone, and the book's still on my shelf, I will pull it out, and I will be so fond of this book, because every time I pick it up, there will be this corner, which is this loving reminder to me of Zuzu. So, I will have the book long after I have her, I think. Anyway, so think about it that way. When those things happen, or like when a dog steps in paint and then steps across your quilt, you know what? I now have a permanent reminder of that dog. So that's a good thing too. So anyway,
yes,
we're looking forward to season 2. We won't be seeing you every week. We'll be seeing you every other week. But then it will give you more opportunities to think about things you want us to talk about. So there,
yes,
you go.
This is a conversation. Talk to us too. We love it.
All right. Well, thanks, Colleen. I'm so pleased and happy that you agreed to do this with me, and that we've got, I can't believe we actually have season 1 done.
I know. It's a testament to your determination.
Or foolhardiness. I don't know. One of the two. So thanks, Colleen, and we will see you next week, next season.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for listening to Your Family Dog. Got questions? Interesting ideas? Colleen and Julie would love to hear them. Call 614-349-1661 or visit www.yourfamilydogpodcast.com to share your thoughts.